Hi there. The word for you today is on prayer. In Psalm 65, verse 2, we read, O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Mark records, very early in the morning, Jesus got up and prayed. Think about that. It was like Jesus made deposits every morning so that he'd be able to make withdrawals all day long. Many of us don't do that, and it shows. R.A. Torrey once said, we are too busy to pray, so we are too busy to have power. We have a great deal of activity, but we accomplish little. Pastor of one megachurch acknowledged that for many years he knew a lot more about prayer than he ever practiced, but one day God interrupted his schedule and told him to explore, study, and practice prayer until he fully understood it. The results were life-changing. He writes, it has been 20 years since I began taking the time to pray, and my life has been transformed. The greatest fulfillment hasn't been the list of miraculous answers to prayer that I've received, although that has been wonderful. The greatest thrill has been the quality of difference in my relationship with God. When I started to pray, I didn't know what was going to happen. God and I used to be rather casually related to one another. We didn't get together and talk very much. Now, however, we get together a lot, not talking on the run, but carrying on substantial, soul-searching conversations every morning for a good chunk of time. I feel as if I've gotten to know God a lot better since I started praying. Martin Luther put it this way, I have often learned more in one prayer than I have been able to glean from reading and reflection. So, do you want to know God better? Then start praying.